Once upon a tune.
There's a land where the young in heart can dream their dreams forever. There across the earth and its charm and let's all land together.
The Columbia Workshop presents something new in American radio. Once upon a tune. A program for all the young in heart, no matter what their age may be. The 15th chapter in Columbia's book of radio cartoons is When the World Was New, a tale told in the words and lyrics of Ray Darby, set to the lilting tunes composed and conducted by Mars Sirdan.
I don't suppose anybody really knows on what day the world began. It was probably on a Monday, the 1st of January, but the date isn't important. It was so long ago that the memory of it has become covered with dust and cobwebs, and nobody thinks about it anymore. People are too busy worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow to be very much concerned with what happened millions and millions of years ago. But something did happen on that first day, something very important. It was this way. The creatures of the earth spent the best part of the day looking things over and getting used to their surroundings.
Oh,
look at
that. Well, it has four legs.
It's when you slap it.
Of course, they were amazed by all the wonderful things they found, the trees and rocks and rivers, the mountains and the valleys. But the thing that impressed them most of all was the sun.
What do you suppose it is, that big ball of fire up there in the sky?
Just a minute. I'll see if it's on the list. Let's see now. Oh, yeah, sure it is. Large ball of fire in sky.
What page is that on?
Page 18, under the S's. Large ball of fire in sky. Sun.
Sun?
That's what it says on the list. Nice, isn't it?
Very nice. It's real cozy. I wonder if it stays up there all the time.
Why, naturally. Why wouldn't it?
I don't know, just a feeling I had, I guess. That's one thing about me. I'm afraid I'm going to worry about things.
Oh, what's there to worry about? It's a wonderful world.
Of course it is. By the way, what's your name?
My name's Bear. What's yours?
I'm Man. Glad to know you, Bear.
And I'm happy to know you, too. We're going to be good friends, aren't we?
I certainly hope so, Bear. I don't see how anybody could be unfriendly in such a fine world. Do you?
When the world was new, everyone was happy. Folks considered you not your great-grandpappy. No one cared a bit how your bankroll mounted. What you did with it, that was all that counted. They were grateful for the song, for a good day's work well done. Life was kind to
creatures got better acquainted with each other.
Hey, fellas, I've been watching that big round thing up in the sky. Well, what is it? Does anybody know?
We just looked it up. It's called sun.
Well, well. It certainly is bright, isn't it? I've spent most of my time digging so far. I guess my eyes just aren't used to it.
And who might you be?
Oh, I'm Moa.
Moa?
Mm-hmm.
Pleased to meet you, Moa. I'm Man, and this is Bear.
How
are
you?
How do you do, Bear?
Oh, here comes somebody else. Say, she's really pretty, isn't she?
I know her. That's Dear. Hi, Dear.
Hi, Moose.
Come on over here and meet some of friends of mine. This big shaggy one is Bear.
Glad to know you, Dear.
And the one with the whiskers is Man.
How do you do, Dear?
I'm sure I've met you before, Man. Or was it...
I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Oh, I remember now. It was Monkey I met. My, my, you two certainly look alike, don't you?
I'm afraid I couldn't say. I haven't met Monkey yet.
Oh, well, no matter. I think we're all going to be very happy here, don't you?
I think so, too. By the way, have any of you noticed that the sun seems to be moving across the sky?
I noticed it. I suppose the sun has to move around like the rest of us.
I suppose so.
Worried, man?
Oh, I guess not. I wonder if it has a home or a cave or something. I wonder
Stop
if it ever...
Stop worrying, man. Why, this is a perfect world.
Everybody's so nice and friendly.
The earth is so rich.
Everything's so bright and cheerful.
You're right, of course. It's a very fine world indeed, isn't it?
It was a wonderful place to begin with, you know, and the sun was a big hit right from the beginning. But presently, Man and his friends noticed a change. The sun was moving lower and lower in the sky to the westward. It floated down towards the great mountains who reared their snow-mantled heads right up into the blue roof of the world. Closer and closer to the tops of the mountains it sank. And the lower it fell, the more alarmed the creatures became.
It was directly over our heads a while ago. Now look at it.
Oh, it's changing color, too. Now it's gold instead of yellow.
I don't like this. If it falls on one of those mountain peaks...
Look! Now it's turning red.
Oh. What's the matter, dear? You look frightened.
Oh, I am. It's growing dark.
Sun!
I can hardly see. Where are you, Man?
Right here.
It's nearly out of sight.
Somebody do something.
I can't see. Ouch, Bear, you're stepping on my toes.
Sorry,
it's gone altogether. The sun's gone.
Sun, where are you? Come back.
It's so dark, I can't see a thing.
Come back.
It was Man who first came to his senses. While the others were still stumbling around in the darkness, lost and confused, Man called out in a loud voice,
Wait. Wait. Now, listen to me. The sun has fallen down somewhere in these mountains, but we won't get it back this way.
What can we do about it?
There's only one thing to do. We'll go to the mountains ourselves and find it.
Go to the mountains in the dark? We'll all be lost.
Man is right. We'll be lost for good if we don't find that sun. I'm for going right now. Come on, Man. I'm with you.
Wait, I'm coming too.
So am I. Hold on there. We're all coming. We've got to stick together. One for all and all for the sun. Let's go.
So off they went together, blundering through the darkened world like blind things. And as they went stumbling along, Man kept calling out. Man and his friends were thoroughly tired out, and they didn't seem to be any closer to finding the sun than they'd been when they started. Man sat down on a large flat rock and wiped his forehead.
Phew. Now I'm all in. I can't walk another step.
Neither can I.
This is approximately where the sun fell down.
Yes, right in here somewhere. I don't see any signs of it, though.
Neither do I. About how large would the sun be, ma'am?
I'd say about as big as Bear's head, wouldn't you?
I'd say about that.
Well, we ought to be able to see it then. That is, if it's around here somewhere. I can't see anything over this way. Nothing but cold, slippery stone.
The best thing for us to do is to scatter and search in different directions. I think...
Wait, what's that?
Where?
Can't you see where I'm pointing? Look.
I don't see a thing.
Oh, I see it. It's right over there. It's a glimmer of light.
Maybe it's the sun.
Where? I still can't
see. Out of my way. I saw it first.
No, you didn't, Bear. I'm closer than you are.
Back. It's mine.
But where? Quit shoving, will you? Quit shoving.
It's mine. It's mine.
Let go, get off of me. Let go, I say. Stop it. Ow.
Oh, who's that?
It sounds like mold.
It feels like mold.
It is mold. You're poking your finger in my eye. Stop it, will you? Let me go.
Is that all it is, just mold's eye?
What do you mean, is that all it is? I only have two, and you nearly poked one of them out.
It was an accident, mold.
Well, we thought it was the sun. I was sitting over there, and I saw the glimmer.
Well, that's no excuse for charging me like a herd of dinosaurs, is it?
We apologize, Mo. We got a little excited.
Oh, I should think so.
I'm surprised at you, both of you.
Huh?
You aren't behaving like gentlemen at all.
Well, I only...
We must all try to help each other, not quarrel among ourselves.
You're absolutely right, dear. Here's my paw on it, Mo.
Well...
One for all and all for the sun. Here's my hand, too, Mo.
Thanks. I guess I did get a little nasty, but... After all, you two nearly jabbed my eye out.
It'll never happen again.
Never.
That's better. That's much better. Now we're all friends again.
Good, but where do we go from here?
We'll just have to keep on hunting, I guess.
That's all we can do.
I found something. It's round and it stings when you touch it.
Where are you, Bear? Wait a minute. I'll come over and see.
See? I just happened to stumble over this, and I touched it with my paw, and...
Ouch! It stings, all right. You don't suppose it's the sun, all burned out?
I hope not. On the other hand, if it's burned out, we may only have to replace it with a new one. I just...
Listen! Can't you people let a fellow sleep? What kind of a world is this if you can't even... Hey! I'm blind. I can't see anything. Help!
Who are you?
I'm Porcupine. Well, what good does it do you if you're blind?
Everything is black.
Only another animal, man. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Bear. We'll keep on hunting.
Wait. Don't go. Don't go and leave me.
Sorry, old man. You're too dangerous to have around in the dark. We're looking for the sun.
Wait.
See you around, Porcupine.
There's something over here.
Well, what is it, dear?
It shines. It's very
Maybe
small.
It's a piece of the sun, man. Let's go.
Hold it, dear. We're coming. Where's Mo?
I'm coming, Joe.
Don't worry. I'm waiting for you. We're all in this together. Only please hurry. This thing keeps getting away from me.
It isn't the sun. It's a small creature.
Very small. Who are you?
I'm Firefly. If it's any of your business.
I thought it looked a little small for the sun.
Then it isn't the sun? Certainly not. And now will you kindly stop squeezing me? But you've got a light. Can I help it? That's the way I was made.
We thought you were the sun. We...
If that isn't just like a man, I could grab everything without even stopping to make sure it was doing any good.
We've lost the sun, or didn't you know we're trying to find it? I have an idea.
He has an idea.
Come here, Firefly.
What for?
I won't hurt you. I just want you to shine a little light on this list. We'll see if there are any directions about a situation like this.
Well, all right. Where's your list?
Right here. That's it. Now.
Find anything, man?
Yeah, here's something. It's under the D's. Dilemma.
Dilemma? What's that?
Just a minute. It says, dilemma. When everything goes wrong.
That's it. What does it say we should do?
We hold a conference.
Well, what's a conference?
I know. It's a sort of meeting. Everybody gets together and talks things over. There's different kinds. Business conferences, sewing circles, election meetings.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. Let's hold one right now. Which kind will we have?
It doesn't matter. They're all about the same.
Then let's have one. Only let's remember that we're all friends and that we've all gathered to solve our common problem.
Of course. That's the only attitude to take to a meeting, isn't it?
When you're in an awkward spot, always hold a meeting. When to troubled times you're brought, always hold a meeting.
Wear your fancy formal suit. Wear a basket full of fruit.
But be sure to take your mood when you hold a meeting. When you don't know what to do, always hold a meeting. When the world is all askew, always hold a meeting.
But if you would like a tip, on your shoulder wear a chip.
And a blackjack on your hip when you hold a meeting.
Now then, let's begin our meeting right away. There's no time to lose. Who would like to speak first?
No, this will never do. I'm afraid we'll have to be a little more coherent, friend.
Good idea.
Dear? What were you saying?
Well, I was trying to say that it seems to me the best thing we can do is to start out in all four directions.
This is no reflection on your judgment, dear. But I've got a better plan. Why don't we ask me to be the leader? I'm the biggest, aren't I?
Size doesn't mean anything, Bear. It's brains that count.
I hope you aren't insinuating that I haven't got any brains, Mo.
Oh, perish the thought, Bear. I know you for a clear thinker and a brilliant strategist.
Thank you.
But I still believe I have the best qualifications for leadership.
What you say is undoubtedly true, Mole, but I think you've got the wrong approach.
Mole? I've just realized the point of what you said a minute ago. Frankly, Mole, that wasn't very kind.
Where are you going, Bear?
Rather than cause a scene, I'm leaving the meeting.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Oh, dear, now our conference is ruined.
Bear, come back.
No, I can see when I'm not wanted.
Oh, come back. Nobody meant to hurt your feelings.
Well, I will if you say please.
Please.
Say pretty please with sugar on it.
Pretty please with sugar on it.
All right. I'm perfectly willing to be reasonable if everybody else will.
There's only one thing to do now. We've got to organize our search. That's what I believe in, organization.
How do we do that?
Well, first of all, somebody's got to give the orders.
Well, that's fine. I'll do that.
No, you won't. That's a man's job.
All right, all right. What do we do next?
Everybody does what he's best suited for. Mole, you'll dig for it.
Well, what about me?
You're big and strong, Bear. You can hunt among the trees and bushes without getting scratched.
And me?
Now, let's see. You're a good jumper, dear. You can leap about from one ravine to the next where the rest of us can't go.
That's everybody but you, man. What are you gonna do?
Me? Why, I'll stay here and supervise the job, of course. Now, off you go, all of you. We've got to find that son.
The others all did what man told them to, although they didn't do it with very good grace. They grumbled and fussed about it, but off they went into the darkness, each in a different direction, while man sat down with his feet up on a stone to await development. It was Mole who got the first real clue. Mole had been scratching around half-heartedly at the foot of one of the mountains when all of a sudden the ground began to shake and Mole heard a strange sound.
Who's that?
Me. You're tickling my feet.
I am? Whose feet would I be tickling, please?
Mine. I'm the mountain.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
What are you doing down there?
I'm digging for the sun.
Digging for it? Why dig? The sun belongs in the sky.
I know it does. The trouble is, it fell out of the sky a while ago, and we're all looking for it. Have you seen it lately, Mountain?
Oh, I saw it about an hour ago. It was heading directly out to sea.
Out to sea? Oh, it didn't fall in, did it?
I think it did. I saw it plunge into the water far, far out where the sea meets the sky. The sky was full of red, steamy clouds for a few moments, and then everything was dark.
Oh, no. Not into the sea.
It's the truth. I saw it with my own eyes.
Oh, no, no. This is the end of everything.
Now will you go away and stop tickling me?
Yes, I'll go. I've got to go and tell the others what's happened. Oh, this is terrible. Man, Bear, listen to this.
dear, where are you? Come here, come here.
When Mole told the others what had happened, they were so downcast they just sat and stared at each other in the gloom.
The sun is gone for good.
Gone, gone forever.
We never thought it would.
Never, never, never.
Not a spark of light.
Not a thing to see by.
Nothing left but night.
Not a glow to flee by. Truly all is ended now. What's the difference anyhow? Might as well be dead as be living in obscurity.
What is left for us?
Nothing we can hope for.
It's calamitous.
Everything we grow for.
Huddled together in the hollow of the mountain and wondered what was to become of them now.
It was a very nice sun while it lasted.
Wonderful. It was a nice world, too, while we could see it.
Well, it's a good thing we've still got each other.
That's all we have left, each other.
Look up your list and see if it says anything about this situation, Bear.
How can I look up my list when I can't even see my paw in front of my face?
You wouldn't think blackness could be so black, would you?
Should have asked that firefly to stay with us. At least we'd have a little light.
He might have joined us, too, if you hadn't driven him off.
I drove him off. I didn't do a thing. It was there.
Now, look here. I refuse to be blamed for everything.
It was Mole's fault more than anyone else's.
Why, you're crazy.
That's enough. I don't have to take that sort of thing.
All right. Let's stop this right now.
But I
don't... Stop it, I said.
Say, who do you think you are, man? You don't own this world.
That's what I say.
Maybe I don't own it, but by Jupiter, I'm going to run it. It's everyone for himself from now on, and I'm going to be the boss.
Oh, no, you're not.
If anybody's going to run things, it'll be me. A woman's intuition is what we need.
Bah! I've got more brains than all the rest of you put together.
Bah, bah!
I've got the strength.
Bah, bah, bah!
You can't force me to do anything I don't want to
All of a sudden, I can see you.
I can see you, too.
Mark, the trees are beginning to take form. And the mountains.
It's growing lighter.
See the glow spreading down the mountains? And the sky, it's brightening.
What's happening?
Could it possibly be the sun?
How could it be? The sun fell into the ocean, didn't it?
Yes, but, well, this certainly looks like sunlight.
I can see quite clearly now.
I can't believe it.
Oh, it's the sun. It's the sun.
Oh, so it is.
The sun is back in the sky again, and that's all that matters. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful world. What are you doing there?
I'm looking over the list to see if I can't find some answer to all this. Well, I'll be... Here it is, right on page 18, where I was looking before.
Let's see.
Right here, see? It says, sun falling out of western sky, sunset. Sun rising in eastern sky, sunrise.
Sunset and sunrise. Now that's interesting, isn't it?
And it adds here in brackets, sunset and sunrise occur regularly every night and morning.
Well, what do you know about that?
Marvelous, isn't it?
Let me see that list a minute, Bear.
Here you are, man. Ah, yes, sir. This is certainly a very nice world.
What are you looking for, man?
Something. Yes, here it is. It's on page 6 under the D. It says here, darkness, a place where greed and mistrust are usually found. Darkness is caused by absence of light.
That's it. That's how it was.
Or by ignorance.
No, that's how it was.
Well, there's one thing more here. It says, it is customary for darkness to end when it appears to be the very blackest.
That's exactly how it was.
Well, now we know, don't we? Shall we all go and have another look at this fine world of ours?
Let's.
Fine. My arm, dear?
You're such a gentleman, man.
Coming, Mole?
Oh, by all means, there, old friend.
Yes, sir. It's a wonderful world. The very best.
And that was what the creatures of the earth discovered on that very first day. Sometime during the millions of years that have passed since then, the story has been forgotten by some of us. That's why I'm telling it to you now. Because the sun still goes down on some part of the world every hour of the day.
When the world was new, people were good neighbors. Satisfaction grew out of honest labor. No one asked you why you were not as they were. No one took the sky for his private acre. Things were there for all to share. Help in time of dark despair. How I wish with every prayer that the world was new.
That's all about the time when the world was new. Chapter 15 in our book of radio cartoons entitled Once Upon a Tune. Ray Darby wrote the story, Mars Turton drew the musical illustration, and the radio edition under the auspices of the Columbia Workshop was produced and directed by Carl Beyer. John Sturgis was our baritone soloist, and Joe DeSantis was our storyteller. Next week, we will reveal what happened when Father Time ran down to Saturn on a fishing trip, leaving his assistants to run Time Unlimited. Tune in then next week at the same time for a behind-the-scenes view of this time business when we present Time Unlimited, Chapter 16 in the series Once Upon a Tune. This is Sandy Becker for CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.